Hi, I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie V47, from the Ranger Command Power Hour and the Starfleet Escape podcast. You're listening to another great Four-Eyed Radio product. For more shows, check out foureyedradio.com. It's Morphin time!
Aye! It's the Ranger Command Power Hour!
Today on the Power Hour, episode 219, Ranger Roundtable, Power Rangers Cosmic Fury News, recorded on August 24th, 2023. Welcome to the Ranger Command Power Hour on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. Simon Ranger up with your host. I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie B47.
Hi, I'm Chris, also known as Long's Toys.
Hello, I'm Sentai 5.
And I am Dr. Ben, and it's way past my bedtime.
Let's do it. This episode is brought to you by our patrons on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/RangerCommandPH to learn more about supporting Ranger Command Power Hour. Thanks to our $5 and above patrons, Chris P, Steve F, Jacob P, Justin Z, Charlie N, Brian M, Craig M, Liz M, Mason M, Tyler W, Steve R, Hassan A, Josh P, Derek G, and Teresa B for supporting us this month. Remember, you can go to linktr.ee/RangerCommandPH for all our social media links, as well as our Amazon affiliate link at amazon.com/shop/RangerCommandPH. Gentlemen, happy Power Rangers Day.
Yeah, happy Power Rangers Day.
That's right.
As old as I am.
At least that's what I tell myself, because I hope I get this out on August 28th. But yeah, so we're here to talk about literally a ton of Power Rangers Cosmic Fury news. It seemed like this past week, everything has dropped, including some stuff dropped today, which we really need to talk about. So a little bit of a disclaimer. If you are trying to stay spoiler free for Cosmic Fury, which comes out September 29th, you may want to skip this episode and come back when you're ready to be spoiled, I guess, and hear our reactions. Also, I wanted to add another disclaimer. Just because of the actor's strike and the writer's strike, I want to make it clear that obviously all of us here respect the actors and writers who want to be compensated fairly and justly and have rights that secure their employment and the rights they have as employees and as part of their union. To be clear, Power Rangers Cosmic Fury is not a struck production. Ranger Cast clarified this with SAG-AFTRA. Since Cosmic Fury isn't union, it is not a struck production. And they said, quote, so we can talk about it. However, we intend to sidestep as much as possible discussion of union Power Ranger projects, including Once and Always. We stand with the writers and actors. And to be clear, the only union Power Rangers productions are In Space Through Wild Force, the 2017 movie, and Once and Always. So we just won't talk about them.
I didn't realize those seasons were union. I didn't think any of the show was union.
So I found out that apparently back when In Space was in production, about halfway through the production, SAG-AFTRA was just going after Chaim Saban, like publicly shaming him for saying, look, you've done this show that's wildly successful for 5 years, and you're not part of the union? Like, what's going on? So a deal was struck, I think, midway through the season. So until the Disney acquisition with Wild Force, In Space Through Wild Force are union Power Ranger projects. And that's why we got people like Erin Cahill for Time Force, is because, you know, she's union and she's also awesome.
Very cool.
I am Saban. What a wascally wabbit. What a wascally wabbit you are.
And even Simon Bennett made a comment, because Cosmic Fury was produced in New Zealand. It has New Zealand writers. Yes, there are writers on the Hasbro side of Cosmic Fury, and there are actors who are part of SAG-AFTRA that can't talk about it, like, you know, Hunter Dino. And I feel so bad for her, because she is like a full-time female Red Ranger, and
it's a big moment for her.
It's a huge moment. And she was literally telling fans, the fans have to promote this for us because we can't. Tessa Rao, on the other hand, can post all she wants because she's not part of this American union, and that's fine. And apparently people were like calling her a scab and attacking her on her social media because she was promoting Cosmic Fury. And I think that's wrong.
People will always like attack whatever. The good news is that the cast members that can't promote understand why the ones that can will promote. It's really nice to have a good cast that are friends with each other and support each other.
Like I said, we support the writers, we support the actors, and I'm not looking to join SAG-AFTRA in the future. It's my podcast. I'll talk about it. But just know that I don't want to speak for everyone here, but I think we all want these people to be compensated justly. They give us our entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is the big fight against AI because the studios want AI generated scripts. They want AI this and that. And they're looking to take jobs away from people to save a buck. And I think
my brother is literally striking right now. He's a writer for television and he's striking right now. This stinks.
First, they take our entertainment. Then the AI gets our missile codes. Next thing you know, we got Terminators running around. I don't want it.
Skynet.
Yeah.
The only Terminator I want to see is the skin I bought in Fortnite. That's it.
Or the Clash of Films.
I said this on Rose stream a few weeks ago in a less colorful way, but AI stopped being fun when it stopped letting me write very ridiculous, let's say, poems about Pokemon and other nonsense because it was deeming my poems and prompts too inappropriate. So let's leave it at that. It's no longer fun.
I thought you were going to say AI stopped being fun with the Haley Joel Osment movie.
Yeah, that movie sucked.
That movie was a horrible movie.
That was all downhill from there.
That movie ended, and then they were like 2,000 years later. I'm like, oh, good Lord, this is how I die.
I felt like it took 2,000 years to watch that movie.
Yeah. Couldn't wait till it was over.
Speaking about dying, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 111 is out, and it's the Death Ranger. It's the start of Darkest Hour. If you go to rangercommand.com, we've got all the preview pages for issue 111, which is the start of Melissa Flores's Darkest Hour year-long event, and it's out now. Came out last week, if we're releasing this on the 28th. It's awesome. Dark Spectre is here, and yeah, it's crazy. Out this week, August 30th, this Wednesday, is MMPR, the 30th anniversary special, just in time for the 30th anniversary. You've got writers like Ryan Parrott, Matt Groom, Melissa Flores, Amy Jo Johnson and Matt Holston's thing, Maria Ingrande Mora, who's writing Ranger Academy. So there's five big stories in this anniversary special. It's a lot like the 25th anniversary special, which came out during the last anniversary, and I'm really looking forward to these stories.
Quick question, Amy Jo Johnson and Matt's story, is that like a prelude to their
yes
thing? Okay, so it sets the stage for it. Okay,
so it's a prelude to that because that was unlocked as part of Boom Studios' last Kickstarter for Power Rangers, so that was like a stretch goal.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Yeah. So there's going to be Ryan's story because we featured Ryan and Melissa and Matt on a super massive interview I did with them. Ryan's story focuses on Ernie, the soul of Power Rangers, at least for that Mighty Morphin team.
Does Ernie finally get to morph?
Who knows?
Fingers crossed.
Gotta buy the book, man.
Hashtag justice for Ernie. Go.
Matt's story deals with the history of Alpha 5 from his creation until working with Zordon. And Melissa's story is about Tommy and Kat's relationship, like from college, including Dino Thunder. And then,
oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So four stories.
There's five stories.
What's the fifth?
The Ranger Academy story, which That's is right. with Billy.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to it.
How many covers are you going to get?
My comic shop got, I think, seven of them for me.
Wow.
And then I've pre-ordered two more, so...
Eric, we've spoken about this. You can't keep doing this.
I can do whatever I want with my adult money.
Fine.
Look, I said I'll only get the covers that my comic shop is able to get me, and
you are. So I'm just giving you shit Love you, buddy.
I know. And then coming in January, again, we mentioned as part of that Kickstarter, there was some special hardcovers that they were doing. Well, now the first of the retail versions of these are going to release. Power Rangers Lost Chronicles Deluxe Hardcover collects all of the original graphic novels, Soul of the Dragon, Sins of the Future, Psychopath, and includes MMPR Aftershock, which is the 2017 movie sequel that Ryan Parrott wrote, and the artist tribute. This releases January 10th and is up for pre-order.
No special extra story.
According to the Amazon listing, and you can find that at the Amazon Ranger Command shop, yes, under the comics, help support.
And there wasn't one in the Kickstarter either, right? There wasn't one advertised for the Kickstarter, was there?
Right. So this is one of the few hardcovers that's not going to have an exclusive story.
Okay.
And then in other news, before we get to all the Cosmic Fury stuff, what's going on with Sentai DVDs? So someone asked Brian Ward, who's at Shout Factory, and I've spoken with him many times over the years at Power Morphicon. Great guy. Someone asked him, hi, I was wondering if you could possibly say if everything is all right with the Super Sentai releases. It's been a while since a new one was announced, and some people are worried it's once again having rights issues. And Brian actually responded. He said, unfortunately, without the aid of what was once Saban, these deals always take a little longer to work out, but don't lose hope. While I can't promise anything, I keep my fingers crossed. Look, I need my Holy Trinity. I need Maji Ranger and Bokanger.
Why do they do this to me? They keep playing with my heartstrings. I can't take it. It's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. I can't take it. I need it.
I'm really happy I got Decaranger. I'm very satisfied with that, even though my case was broken to hell and I had to get a new one. I want these to continue. I have all of them so far. I still need to watch some of them, but I just love having that physical media release.
And it seems like Ryder's dead in the water, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that, which sucks because I've enjoyed all the releases so far.
I mean, if we could at least keep Sentai going, I'd be happy with that. Ryder would be a super bonus, but I feel like we have so many Sentai now, I'd at least like to keep them going.
I've pretty much collected all of the Ultraman stuff. I just need to watch it. Do we know if Mill Creek is releasing anything new or?
I haven't heard of anything. I think they've pretty much spent what they've had the rights to. They fired it out pretty quickly. So it would be up to them to renegotiate and get, I think it was Taiga moving forward. I think that was the most recent one that they couldn't do. Or that was where their deal stopped up to.
Okay. Yeah, because I pretty much have everything that they released. I just got to find time to watch it.
There's a lot.
Yeah. Okay. A ton of Cosmic Fury news. First off, we got a press release on the 17th of August. This was an official press release. Hasbro announces iconic Ranger David Yost joining the cast of Power Rangers Cosmic Fury, and the premiere date of September 29th. They also included the theme song, which is essentially, I think, episode one's opening, because Simon Bennett did say that the opening will change almost every episode, depending on like what Rangers switch out or whatever. So yeah, the show log line is Lord Zedd has escaped, and this time his rampage extends to the farthest reaches of space. The Rangers need to find new Zords and new powers to face Zedd's latest threat, and they won't do so alone. Joined by some familiar faces, they will discover the power of the cosmic orbs and become Cosmic Fury Rangers, armed with new uniforms, new weapons, and an entirely new fleet of Zords. Go, go, Power Rangers. And then they do have a character description for Billy. In the beginning of Season 30, Billy, the MMPR Blue Triceratops Ranger, joins the Dino Fury Rangers in fighting back against the gravest threat the universe has known. Ever the tech genius and master of logic, Billy's help is crucial to the Rangers in their battle against Lord Zedd. Billy's expertise shines as the team rallies to fend off both a galactic invasion and the potential undoing of all things good that came from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers team. And then bunch of shots, and we got a really cool poster graphic of the whole team and Lord Zedd and his minions and different planets with like gear things on them. And
Billy's not on that poster, right?
He's not on that poster.
No.
And then part of the press release we got on Hasbro, they were like, oh, by the way, the Cosmic Fury Cosmic Morpher is out. Go buy it now. And I'm like, okay, sure. So first off, just on this news, I know it's all the rumors are coming true, leaks that have happened. It was really nice to get solid confirmation that David Yost, and we knew it, like behind the scenes, you know, there was all those pictures of like Billy was on the board for the makeup thing the whole time. And
yeah,
this is great.
This is awesome.
This is what you want to see for the character. And this is what you want to see. We brought back an old villain. Let's bring back an old ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Do you want to mention about what was the EW interview, which I thought was really interesting?
Yeah, go ahead.
Apparently, Billy's inclusion in Cosmic Fury was mapped out before Once and Always was conceived and scripted and everything.
Yeah,
which I think is really interesting. And I think Simon did say in that interview that there aren't like direct references in Cosmic Fury, but eagle-eyed viewers might find some things and that he's interested in seeing what we're able to find.
Here's the quote from the article, and we'll link it in the show notes. Quote, we felt it would be a meaningful landmark for fans to have David return to the show in a significant role playing a mentor. Cosmic Fury executive producer Simon Bennett tells EW, and on a personal level, it was a thrill to be working with the OG Blue Ranger. David's calm and positive spirit kept us all grounded and reminded us of the Ranger legacy we were striving to do justice to. It says Bennett explains that they actually mapped out Billy's return prior to the reunion special coming together. So Once and Always will be completely separate, quote unquote, from Cosmic Fury. And we were asked to keep it that way, apart from a couple of tiny Easter eggs. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, that's a shame.
You don't agree that they should have done that, or you don't agree that's the case, that it is separate?
I think that once and Always was established, and Simon has said this many times, Once and Always takes place during the time of that 6-month period when the Dino Fury Rangers defeated and they won, and that 6-month time period. So Once and Always happened. Cosmic Fury takes place after Once and Always. He said that. Mm. So in Once and Always, Billy's like, I'm off to a new adventure. Wink, 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 wink. And then to have Hasbro say, no, keep this separate from that. Like, what? Just from a story perspective, why?
It's so weird because they don't like the idea. Simon has already said this, like, they really don't like the idea of continuity.
In Power Which is Rangers. Weird because Dino Fury referenced so much of the past.
Yeah.
I see it as we didn't really get a chance to talk about Once and Always, but I said this on Rose show. I was expecting Robo Rita, and then I was expecting like, that's it. And not a shattered Zordon tube to really be referenced in the sense of Andros. Right. Like I wasn't expecting all of that. And I wasn't expecting Billy to mention Sestria. I wasn't expecting Akrotar or anything like that.
But we got them.
But we got them. That's a gift. And so look, anything that we get in terms of any sort of connection is a gift. As far as I'm concerned, Once and Always established, like you just said, Billy's going to space, and then he's going to hang out with the Cosmic Fury Rangers. And anything else, any sort of little extra little bits, that's a gift.
Yeah.
That's a gift as far as I'm concerned. And also, Cosmic Fury, I think it would be a disservice to a 10-episode season if it was just about extra nuggets of lore.
Right.
This is continuing the story of the Dino Fury Rangers. It's their season. Yeah. And so any sort of extra stuff that's continuity from older seasons, including Billy himself, that's a gift.
And when I saw that intro, it was the full credit sequence, and to see David Yost in the credits.
And it's one of many intros, actually. It's one of, I think, two, because they're still wearing the Dino Fury suits.
Yeah, I mentioned that. So, yeah, I think he said not every episode will have a change opening, but most of them. So I think as the story progresses, like certain Rangers will change and their cards will change and that stuff. But no, just to see David Yost in the credits, and finally 30 years, like the disrespect and the mistreatment that he got, you know, the homophobia that he got during his time on Power Rangers back in the day, to now Saban's out of the picture and it's Hasbro. And they always considered David to be part of this anniversary season. As a Blue Ranger fan, yep, I freaking love this. As someone who who's loved Billy, I was so glad for Once and Always. And now I'm even more, I'm hyped about Cosmic Fury. Like, I knew he would be part of the season, but man, to see the Blue Ranger next to the Dino Fury Rangers in that short little Netflix thing that we got.
Yep.
And to see him fighting and they're reusing the same suit from Once and Always, I'm over the moon about just that aspect of it, just him being part of it.
I'm really excited about Cosmic Fury. I think Dino Fury was such a great season, both seasons one and two.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun season as well. That plus what we got in Once and Always. And I know people like really gripe that it's only 10 episodes, but it's tighter storytelling, though.
Yeah.
I think that's what Power Rangers needs. And I think it'll be a nice, quote unquote, send off to our what we've known as Power Rangers. I expect it to be basically be just like a nice warm hug. It'll be fun.
I just wanted to say real quick, Billy should have been gold. That's right. I said it. Second of all, yeah, I totally get what you're saying, Ben. And I see where you're coming from with the whole like, it's a gift. It's a gift. But at the same time, do you see it as a gift? Because the storytelling has been so bland for so long that you're not expecting much. I do agree. Actually, it's nice to have it.
It's definitely a lowered expectations. Like if anyone remembers that Mad TV skit.
But that's what I'm saying. Like just because they're starting to get it doesn't mean they couldn't be doing better. And I'm not trying to say that I need Cosmic Fury to be a 100% direct link to Once and Always and continue the story and make it about Mighty Morphin again. I don't. Right. What I would just like is maybe a throwaway line where Billy's like, oh, I just dealt with Rita. Now I'm dealing with Zed or something. Yeah. Or maybe Charlie can come back for an episode or something like that. Like, that's the only kind of stuff that I would want to see. Or like you said, he mentions Aquitar. Maybe this season shows up with or starts with him on Aquitar and then he has to come back. Or maybe that's where they find him and then he comes home with them. Yeah. Or little stuff like that. Like, again, I don't need it to be 100%. A continuation of that, but just to acknowledge it and keep building.
Yeah.
Because then I don't understand why continuity has to be a bad thing in children's shows. Yes, I understand children are the main demographic, but people sell children so short. And if you know me at all, I'm not a huge fan of children, but I do understand that they can follow along.
OJ, thanks you.
No, little kids are adorable.
Yeah, yeah.
I get what you're saying. To piggyback off of that, us not getting more of Charlie, I think, is disappointing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
100%. Because I think she was so great, and it would have been really cool to see more of her.
Look, there's so many press shots of her helmetless that we'll never see the light of day. Like, Hasbro just don't give a crap anymore. They've posted those things on their social media. We will never see those.
I'm honestly surprised they didn't give her a Lightning Collection figure just so that they could use that mold again, because all they'd have to do is make a head. And that seemed like, not that I was like, I needed that figure, but I was just like, that's such an easy slam dunk for them. And that's what they're all about.
Yeah.
It's something that they can put 10% of effort into and pop it out there for $30. I was just surprised they didn't do it.
You would think that would be like part of the remastered line.
Right.
That should have been remastered. Demo.
Yeah.
What do I know?
The other article that they dropped was they were like, oh, yeah, by the way, it's possible that Mick is coming back. And then there was some other posts. It's like, yeah, he's coming back.
He's
like,
coming back.
He was already in Dino Fury season one.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Kelson.
To be fair, he will be back, but he'll be in broom form the whole time. So it's not actually returning, but there'll just be a broom on set, and that would
or like or as a tire,
right? Yeah, they'll just refer to inanimate objects around the set as Mick.
And because they posted some more leaks, like someone had, I think Simon posted it and then took it down real quick. It was like, you know, that overhead cast and crew shot the that they photo, always do. Yeah. And so there was a stunt person in Mick's Ninja Steel variant red costume. And I'm like, let's freaking go.
Cool.
And those are the kind of things that, you know, Ben, I think what you're saying to those nuggets of like referencing past seasons, returning people of who they can get. I don't need it to be all about that, but it's nice to see Billy. It's nice to see Mick come back when it makes sense and connects with the story. Yeah.
It's a nice enough celebration.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's why I go to like Countdown to Destruction at the end of In Space.
Yes.
Because you have like, here's a planet where Gold Ranger's trying to, you know, hold them at bay. Here's it's a planet easy. Where Blue Centurion and Turbo are,
Phantom.
Thank you. Yeah. Phantom Ranger. So it's like all those ancillary Rangers who can still exist because they weren't part of the team.
And you could do King Mondo. You could do all of the villains and everything like that, too.
Like, I just like comparing it to that. Like, it was just that I thought that was such a cool episode because it did make it seem like such a larger universe. Like, yes, you have your core team, but then all the random allies they met along the way can come together for this like random hodgepodge fight. You know what I mean? So, like, that's why I think this would be cool. Cause, like, what I've wanted from day one, and I don't think this is what they'll do, but Cosmic Fury, they're in space. So I'm like, great, go to every planet, go to Eltar.
Yep.
Go to
Onyx.
I was just going to say five. Nice segue.
But I was going to say, what was the planet that Edenoid? Go to Edenoid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, go to just that's what Cosmic Fury, like all these planets that you've established.
Revisit them. Yeah.
And then you have an episode with Trey of Triforia. You have an episode of, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it would be really neat to just bring those suits back. I don't expect you to get the actors. I don't expect any of that, but just have someone running around. Let's have a stunt person running around in that suit and join them for one episode. Then they go to the next planet and have, you know, one of the alien rangers join them for a mission or something. Like, that would be awesome.
I agree with that.
Also in that EU article talking about Mick, there's a quote from Simon Bennett that says, interestingly, Lord Zedd is going to set up his fortress on planet Eltar, which will have some meaning for long-term fans of the show, referencing the home planet of the original Ranger mentor Zordon. The executive producer also promises there will be Easter eggs and lore tie-ins aplenty for loyal members of the Power Rangers fandom.
I'm really excited for that because we've heard Eltar so many times throughout Power Rangers, and like the only shot we really got of it was a recycled shot of the moon in Turbo. That was really it.
Didn't they use like some footage from Jew Ranger, like the old man mentor, and said that was Zordon?
Yeah,
like,
they did.
And that too, yeah.
Barza?
Yeah.
The only time that we've explored Eltar and the history of Eltar and Lord Zedd is through the comics.
Yeah.
So I would love if they make more of the comics canon by saying Lord Zedd was Eltarion.
Yeah.
He
was Zofran.
It would just make everything come full circle.
And him saying, like, this was my former home or something like that. I don't know. It's enough of a nod. Great.
That'd be perfect.
It's enough of a nod that doesn't alienate the general audience that doesn't read the comics.
Exactly. Yeah, or even like, he lands and says, like, place hasn't changed much or something. Like, that's all you'd have to do.
Yeah.
That's all I need. I don't need a lore dump every time someone opens their mouth. Like, I just like a little hint.
Lord Zedd's got a copy of the issue and he's just like, on page 6, you can clearly see I'm acknowledging that I was here.
Hey, I'm in here.
And then there's a new variant for Eric to collect of a picture of Zedd on Eltar.
Green used variant.
You know what I don't want? I really don't want Billy to actually be successful in bringing back Zordon.
I don't want Zordon to come back.
Because I think that I think he needs to learn that that's maybe that can't happen.
Yeah. There's no way that Zordon should come back.
They're going to bring him back just so they can shatter his tube again in the darkest hour. Because that was the only thing that successfully worked. On your back. Sorry, we got to break your tube again. We need that power.
Or you're back and you're imprisoned again. Sorry. Leave him alone.
Zordon, we brought you back, but we couldn't get your whole body. It's just a head, an arm, and two legs. I'm sorry. The torso.
We'll put you in the robot body from the comics.
He's resting. Let him be okay.
A few days later, actually yesterday as we record this, August 23rd, we got the official Netflix September preview. Netflix always does this video that sums up what's coming up in the next month. And Cosmic Fury got a brief clip. It's super short. You see all of them morph, and then, and when I say all of them, it's just, and they're morphing into Dino Fury. So it's Amelia, Izzy, Ion, and Javi. You see them standing in front of this crypt looking thing, which has all of the Cosmic Fury / Q Ranger symbols on it.
Did Javi have the robot arm?
No, sorry. It's just Izzy.
Okay.
Amelia and Ion.
That's why I don't remember it. Okay.
So they do their regular Dino Fury morph. And then when it zooms out, there's the Blue Ranger standing next to them posing with them. I think this is from either first episode or second episode. And we'll talk about why I think that in a bit. But it just seems like this is the setup to get their powers.
For sure.
They're wearing old costumes. Am I thinking of the special stills or something like that? They're wearing
Yeah.
Okay.
I know what picture you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you actually look at the clip, so yeah, they're still morphing into Dino Fury, and that's why, and when they're morphing next to the Blue Ranger, I think that's why they're on this quest to find those new powers. And we get a brief shot of Lord Zedd with his new minions for the season. And all of the new Lord Zedd inspired grunts, which
we hear the voices, right? Is this the clip where we hear?
So we hear Lord Zedd's voice, and apparently this is like the third voice of Lord Zedd, because the, like, according to Simon, the actor that was in Dino Fury didn't come back. The guy who was Jungle Spirit Gazelle or whatever, like that guy. We hear this voice for Lord Zedd, and I am not a fan of it if that's his voice.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people are.
I was just getting used to the Dino Fury Lord Zedd voice, and now this is just kind of like a...
Why didn't the Dino Fury one come back?
According to Simon, apparently there was some thing... He got harassed or something.
Yeah, I didn't know. I had no idea until Simon said that, because I was like, I've never seen the actor on... Well, I'm mainly on Twitter and Instagram, and I had never seen that guy around on social media at all. So I must have been somewhere else where I'm not really active, where this guy was harassed, which is pretty sad.
It's very sad. So apparently he just wasn't interested in coming back for Cosmic Fury. So now they had to find yet another voice actor to do Lord Zedd. And we'll see. I mean, this is a preview clip. I mean, it could change. Obviously, we haven't seen the full episode, but I wasn't impressed with what I saw. But I like these grunts because they kind of remind me of Quantrons.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They are exactly what I expected, like Zedd exclusive. Foot soldiers would look like.
Yeah, and they even got like a thing in the middle of their chest. I'm like, did Lord Zedd learn anything, or are they going to be able to like destroy
the chest? I know, right?
I actually, it's funny. The other night I was watching RJ, and I just put on the Power Rangers YouTube, and it just happened to be the Mutiny. So I was like watching that episode all over again, like getting those primetime feels, and I'm and Jesus is like, good aim for the Z. But no, I thought this like new on Netflix clip, it got me hyped just seeing the extra shot of Mighty Morphin Blue kicking these new foot soldiers with the power lance. I'm all here for Billy, really.
Yeah,
I'm ready for it to drop. It looks great.
I'm really excited for Billy to come back. First of all, it's Billy. I don't know who doesn't like Billy. Right. Come on now.
Yeah,
and exactly. Especially, you know, seeing David Yost get his, like, quote-unquote Dino Thunder season, I guess, in a way.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. And I like the idea of older Rangers coming back to mentor the new generation of Power Rangers. That's always been, like, a good thing for me.
Do you think he's going to have any sort of suit power-up or anything like that?
I would like him to maybe bring back metallic armor, but actually...
You just said Dino Thunder, and so now I'm thinking, like, they're not going to give him a new suit, but maybe a power-up or something. I don't know.
They could do something better. They could probably do metallic armor for his Dino Coin, maybe? I don't know. Or something...
He's the only guy that hasn't wore the Dragon Shield of the original.
Yeah, I wish I really hope they could do something like that.
Even as, like, kind of like, oh, before I left Earth... Tommy gave me a bit of his power, or just like a nod.
We linked our power coins or something like that too. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Okay, we didn't mention this. But in the intro that they teased, there's a brief shot of Billy the Blue Ranger piloting the blue Cosmic Fury Wolf Zord.
So fitting.
Hell yeah.
It's so fitting, but sadly, apparently it was a coincidence. Like Simon said that it was just a happy coincidence, which, like, dude, you could have took the credit. You said, that was a plan the whole time. Like, come on.
too honest.
Kind of like it better that it's a coincidence.
I can see where you're coming from because it's like a happy coincidence because this show is so mishmash. 30 years of mishmash production. This is a happy accident.
Yeah, it's a happy accident. Exactly.
But you can bet when that came out, I was all over Twitter like, it's another blue wolf. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the first thing I saw when I screenshotted that. I was like, this is just, it's too on point.
It would just be fun if he has a throwaway line or something where he's like, oh, blue wolf.
Yeah,
this wolf is again.
Yeah. Or something. Yeah. I think it would be really cool if Billy as the mentor, because there is another Q Ranger suit. I would love it if he was a purple Cosmic Fury and he commanded the dragon.
Oh, that'd be great.
But see, it's a dragon. That's how you give him the dragon shield.
Yeah.
Oh, see, it writes itself.
And yet they'll miss all of it.
and that's it. That's the one thing I'm trying to avoid doing. I'm trying not to speculate as much because and that worked for me with Once and Always. I tempered my expectations and I was very happy with the result.
Same here.
Okay, here's the crazy crap that happened yesterday. So before Netflix Life posted their stuff, I do want to get this out there. I took the high road on a whim. I went back to the Netflix press site because I got access for that when we had the Once and Always screener. I just happened to look up Cosmic Fury because they said, well, they announced the trailer, so maybe they'll have more information on the press site. Sure enough, I saw on the promotional images tab the number 5, and I'm like, holy fudge. It was these images that leaked that Netflix Life just posted and everyone ran with. I want to say I'm not a journalist, but I took the responsible journalist route and I reached out to the Netflix contact that was on the Cosmic Fury page and I said, hey, are these images good to post? I don't want to break some kind of street date. Can you let me know? Because all of the files were named, like each file was named either like September 1st or September 2nd, September 3rd, September 4th, September 5th. And I held off. And sure enough, later that afternoon, like 4 hours later, Netflix Life was like, hey, here's all the images. And people were like, what the f-? And I'm like,
no. You got scooped.
I did get scooped. So what Netflix Life didn't post was the press site said which episode these images come from. So we'll do the breakdown right now. First off, episode 3 has the shot of Amelia, front shot of Amelia, helmetless, in the Cosmic Fury suit. And it looks like the helmet is going to form around her. And she's in the Dino Fury spaceship base. Mm-hmm. That's from episode 3. So my wild speculation is that it's going to take 2 episodes for them to fully get the powers and introduce the new status quo for the season.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Which, cool. I mean, is typical, but at the same pretty time, standard. They only have 10, so we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, the next 2 images come from episode 4. So there's Izzy, Ion, Amelia, and Javi with his robot arm. And they have the Morphin pose with their wrists glowing. And I think this is highly edited to not show the Cosmic Fury morphers. Or this is like a in shot where they just captured the glowing. And then literally episode 4, the next promotional images are the Cosmic Fury suits in live action.
I'm going to be on it.
No, let's talk about it. No, let's talk about them.
All right. I really don't like the suits at all. Like, I really don't like them at all. I could go on forever about this, but I do like the weapons. I think the weapons are actually, like, my favorite part of the suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are neat.
Javi, he definitely has, to me, he's got the best suit out of all 6, 7 of them, because that robot arm, whatever it's supposed to be, his new arm implant is supposed to, like, it really helps make the suit feel complete.
Yeah.
And I wish every single Ranger had like a specific unique trait like that mm-hmm. to go with their suit, because it just looks, to me, it's so plain. I really don't like the abs at all.
Oh my god.
On the suit.
I have a theory about the abs.
Yeah. Designed to look like an action figure before a costume or something like that.
No. This is what I think. So with the normal Power Ranger suits for most seasons, they're like you said, they're busier. They have some kind of design. They're, you know, the last time for Dino Fury we had the zigzag. So this is a kid's show, remember? So these wild patterns hide a woman's anatomical features. Now that the plain one colored suit accentuates a female's features, they decided to give the men fake pecs to compensate so that it's not so obvious that only the women have them, because again, it's a kid show. That's my theory.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it's true or not. It's a wild theory, but that's
you need to get out more. No, I don't know.
Here's my big problem with them. I actually loved the illustrations.
Yeah.
This is the big thing that doesn't translate. They have that silver pattern on the right-hand side, and there's supposed to be a matching triangle with like a different fabric or a different texture.
Right.
And the illustrations that we got as a tease make that contrast very clear. This live action picture, when they're in a forest morphing for the first time or morphing, that secondary pattern is lost because it's too subtle on the real costumes, and there's not much of a difference to differentiate it. Second, I hate this chest armor because there is a huge seam on the sides. And like, you can see where their arms stick through, like it's a vest, and they call it a cuirass, which is part of a medieval armor. And so I get that part of it because, you know, Rafconian knights and that thing, but they look like dog here. It's so plain on the front. Someone did a mock-up months ago when these first came out, where they added back the Dino Fury lightning bolt to the front of these somehow, and it slapped. It was just the thing that it needed. And then Mike Toast, he took one of the images from the poster, and he like Photoshopped out the seam and made it look like it was just spandex, and it looked better. It didn't look fake. And I hate these fake pecs. I hate the fake boobs.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And it's so plain.
They look like, and I know Simon said that they work very closely with the toy department. They look like
like a toy.
Yeah, it looks like more like a toy than an actual like suit made to fit someone.
It looks really cheap.
And let me preface this by saying that
more cheap than usual.
I don't like them, and it has nothing to do with the fact that they're not the Q-Ranger suits. Because
exactly.
I'll hate them up and down all day because they're not Q-Ranger. I don't care. I mean, sure, I would have loved Q-Ranger, but I don't care that they're not Q-Ranger. Just as a complete standalone suit, they're boring, and they look cheap.
They are boring.
I don't need the Power Rangers actual franchise lightning bolt plastered everywhere. I think that's
too much for me. They should have made their own to fit with it.
Yeah. The only reason I'm giving it a pass is that it is the 30th anniversary, and you know, maybe they're infused with Mighty Morphin power. I don't know.
Corporate mandate.
I don't like it on the side of the morpher. I don't like it on the belt. And Chris, you're right. It has nothing to do with the Q-Ranger suits. I love the Q-Ranger suits. I think they're amazing. I'm disappointed that we're not getting them here. But at the same time, this was Power Rangers' chance to do something original, and I think they missed the mark.
They definitely did.
I love the illustrations way more than the execution.
I'm sure they'll be fine as action figures. I can't wait to see action figure pictures, because like, I would probably own these as action figures, but like,
if you get
them, as actual suits.
Right, if we get them.
Yeah.
And maybe if we see more of them in action, more things in action, I don't know.
But it is true because, and like you guys are saying, how cheap they look, it kind of always comes down to like, remember during Dino Charge when they would use the Sentai footage and the Gold Rangers, that beautiful, shiny gold spandex from Japan? And then we'd get the like sad tan Ranger when they would show the American footage. And it has to do with that fabric they use. It just looks so matte and flat and plain and bland and washed out. And that's what these are all made of.
And I get what they were trying to do with the triangle patterns on the side, but if you're going to do that, either make both sides silver or make that non-silver triangle, like make that like striped or like a different color or something.
Right. It's like they were halfway there and then they just stopped.
Yeah.
Basically.
I actually like what they did with the helmets. I like that they're enhanced. I like that there's these gold accents. I'm actually fine with the helmets, and we'll talk about a new addition to the team, but I love the weapons. Like you guys said, I think the props team for Power Rangers just nails it out of the park whenever they do an original.
Yeah.
I have to agree with you. They always, almost always make very good original weapons, Power Rangers.
Yeah.
That's something I always praise them for.
The fact that Javi's can double as a guitar.
That's pretty cool.
He's got the best one.
That's freaking amazing.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Literally, out of all the Cosmic Fury Rangers, Javi's kills it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's the only one I really don't mind.
I'm really curious because they keep saying it's a kid show. It's a kid show. How are you going to show this dude's arm getting chopped off?
I keep thinking about that, actually.
Yeah.
It's there's not really any way to do it that doesn't look gruesome.
Maybe it's like a robot cast.
Maybe.
But like his arm's still in there and it's like healing him, but like, you know, it's like an exosuit or something. Yeah.
Maybe Billy makes it.
Oh, that'd be cool.
But also just to go back to what Five said about how the suits look like they work with the toy department. You know, I wonder if they had better designs and then Hasbro was like, look, you got to make them plainer. There's no way we're going to put that much paint on these toys we're not going to make.
That's probably, that probably was a discussion with in one of the meetings.
Yeah. And the only thing that I really dislike in particular about Ion suit, you couldn't put the blue on the chin cuffs. You couldn't put the blue on the cuffs of like, just to break up that gold color.
I wonder if they're trying to make him more uniform now, though, because he's part of the main five Megazord configuration.
Yeah, sure.
So I wonder if they're trying to make him stand out less, like he's not really the sixth anymore.
And there are things I like about the suit, believe it or not. Like, I like that they kept the gold cuffs that are modified versions of the Dino Fury. I like the gold, like the boot cuffs, the arm cuffs as well. And I like the modified helmets. What they took from Dino Fury, I like, but, and this is what I hate. It's like, there's so many people online that are like, oh, you don't like the suits? Well, go F yourself. And it's like,
yeah,
I can like the season and not like certain parts of it. I don't have to 100% like every single thing.
Toxic positivity.
Pretty much. I've said it before.
Yeah.
I like the Morphers too. But I don't really like the toy.
No, the toys are horrible. That was for episode 4. So the morphing, and then we get the actual. I'm actually really excited for what the morph sequence is going to be, because they have been not showing or teasing that at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the next image that we get is episode 5, and they're all in these crazy outfits, like undercover outfits.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about before. They look like, I think that somebody pointed out that they all like are elements from old costumes and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's some references there, but it's crazy because Izzy has like this mask and the bottom half of her face is painted. I love it because it feels like they're undercover on some planet.
Which happened in an issue in the comics.
I don't know if it's Onyx or Sentai 6, but the only reason I bring
up Sentai... Look next door. Do you see him over there?
Sentai 6 used to be my first YouTube channel many, many years ago, and then they took the rights to the name.
They owe you royalties.
They really do. They really do. It goes back to Saban originally, who used it, and then I guess they stuck with it.
The only reason I say Sentai 6 is because obviously there's those rumors out there about the Dark Ranger coming, and so Heckle. Another reason is Ion's costume is inspirations of Fury from Dino Charge, because he's got the camouflage pants. There's the DeGold skull and that, you know, the Dino Charge people had. So I really think they're undercover on some planet, and now they're called out and they have to morph. I was so puzzled by this shot when I first saw it.
It's really cool.
Yeah, the first thing I noticed was literally was Ion looking looking like Fury. Yeah. And everybody was like pointing out how he's using Robo Blaze's.
Yeah, the vest.
Shirt vest, yeah.
Yeah, and someone pointed out Amelia's, the front half of her costume, it's from the witch from the Halloween episode like years ago.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah.
I love the little Easter eggs, but also like her dress really calls back to her mom when she was...
That's what I was just going to say. Boy, she looks like the villain from Tokuger.
Yeah.
I see it.
I love this image.
Yeah, it's fun.
I love when they do these like undercover sorts of things and then there's hijinks and then something goes wrong.
Yeah.
It happened in the comics. We've had the Rangers go undercover and the Omega Rangers go undercover. Yep. And then recently when they were looking for the command center and everything like that.
Yep.
Yeah, bring it on.
I love a good undercover Ranger story. So this is awesome. So that's episode 5. And now the last image.
You don't even want to talk about Javi's just in a smart pea coat with some Spirit Halloween decorations around his neck. I'm just going to gloss over that.
I mean, with his hair, he can rock anything. So, you know, I'm going to cut him some slack. But this last image is crazy because this is from episode 9. This is a 10 episode season. We have Jacqueline Joe as Fern in orange shirt morphing with the team, which includes Javi, Fern, Amelia, Ollie, and Izzy. Black, orange, red, blue, and green.
You're not implying that this is the first time that we're going to see Fern morph, right?
I hope not, because that would be way too late for me.
Yeah.
And then... this is why I'm so glad that we record tonight. This was not planned, but there are Fern's Orange Ranger form has been leaked. Yeah. It was leaked on Instagram. I think it was from a reel, and it was Fern's actress, Jacqueline, with
the suit actor.
Suit actor, yeah.
Yeah, with the suit actor. And the orange Cosmic Fury Ranger has a skirt, and the helmet is a modified version of Amelia's, but it's modified to be the Demetrazord, which is the toy that came out, the last of the Dino Fury Zords to come out.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I mean, everyone connected the dots. We knew this was coming, but to see actual confirmation, and we know that at least in episode 9 she morphs, but to have Fern and Izzy on the same team, their girlfriend Rangers, just the fact that we saw her in the credits and those credits, I mean, she was in like a nondescript, you know, outfit. She was just in the main cast. So we knew that this was coming just from the rumors, but man, the first official orange Power Ranger. No, that's active. Not true.
Active,
because we've got like the Solar Rangers. The first live action canon, not a dream.
You can make an argument that this is the one season that we're going to have two canon and non-canon Orange Rangers. Well, no, Kelson was a different character back then, but you know what I mean.
Hey,
I think it's awesome. It's great that she was a fun character that we had in Dino Fury. It was one of the Power Ranger romances. I think that they did it really well within the constraints of what they could do.
Yeah.
Seeing her be a part of the team and be this new Orange Ranger and us getting a real full-fledged Orange Ranger that's going to be part of the team, I think is really exciting.
Oh, I absolutely love it. And I'm so curious as to what that story is. Does she just sneak on board their spaceship and get caught up in this crazy galactic adventure? And then, you know, the morphing grid deems her worthy to become a Power Ranger. Like, there's just so many questions out there. And I'm really excited because I actually think the orange suit looks the best out of all of them.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
I kind of wish they did a little bit more with the helmet, trying to make it a little bit different. But I do appreciate the top is different because... if she wasn't like our first Orange Ranger, then I wouldn't care that much. But
yeah,
this is our first one. So I was like, I wanted this one to be a little bit more special to me.
Do you think that we'll see a Dino Fury form for her to connect to the Demetrazord?
I would not mind that at all, because I'm always for more Rangers, but I would also just love to see that.
Yeah.
So what if we do get her Dino Fury form and she wears the Dimetro Blaze armor?
That would be sick as hell.
I would excuse the whole repainted helmet immediately.
For sure.
That'd be so complete for me.
I wouldn't hold my breath that they did that.
I know, but...
Yeah, I know. Cool. Just nice to think about.
Yeah. It'd be cool.
Sorry. What kind of weapon do you think she's going to have?
Oh.
She's just got an actual fern. It's a potted plant that she throws.
I would love if it was some kind of like bow or projectile-based weapon, because I don't think they have... I don't think they have enough of those in the main.
Ooh.
Like, I know Ion has his like cannon blaster thing, but I think we need another one. With all these leaks, with all the news that's happened in the past week, as we're recording this and as this releases, we have about a month to go. Are you more hyped? Are you less hyped? Are you ready for this to be over with? What are your guys' thoughts?
All of the above.
All of it, man. Hell yeah.
I can't say I'm like still on the fence. I'm cautiously optimistic, like I've always been for the last like 10 years. So I always go in low expectations, and you never know, I might be surprised with some stuff. I am very hyped for David Yost to come back.
Yes.
I'm excited to go to Eltar and any other Ranger planets that we're going to revisit. I'm excited for the Dark Ranger for sure. And
I really hope that rumor is true.
I hope we get that.
Yeah.
God.
So we'll see what
I think
happens.
Jason Bischoff would like his head would explode if that actually happened. The thing that would make me the happiest is if they do acknowledge some of the comic lore over the past 7 years.
Ooh. Oh, that'd be great. I know Simon has gone on record saying like he tends to keep that stuff separate, but like,
but what if it's a mandate from Hasbro? Because Hasbro has been working very closely with Melissa for this stuff. So I'm just saying.
And there's so many things. There's so many things that could bleed over into the actual show that still like works out.
It's so hard to do something like that and not make it so the comic feels that it's required.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Just on the basis of the premise of the comic, like the comics universe is separate from the show universe. Like just because they have cell phones and it's not 1993.
Look, there's some stuff that bled over, like during Shattered Grid. I think Time Force Red was wearing
Wes
was wearing something that showed up.
He had the device.
Sold the drain. We got JJ.
All of that. Yeah, absolutely. I would love to see more comic stuff in the shows, but I don't expect it.
Sure.
Right.
Just because it can alienate people and somewhat make things feel like required when it shouldn't. I'm excited for this season. Really excited, actually. I feel like Once and Always reinvigorated a certain part of me in terms of the TV side. And also Dino Fury did, too. So I'm looking forward to seeing where things go with these characters. Always great to see Billy back. And I like the idea of a shorter season. I like tighter storytelling.
Yeah.
I don't like being interrupted by lesson learned episodes and that sort of stuff. Let's move things forward. I don't like being interrupted by holiday specials. Not to like knock on them. It's just that that's not something that works for me.
Right.
I want to see not a 10-hour movie or anything like that, but just like one big continuous beginning, middle, and end story.
One thing I want to talk about are some of the comments that Simon Bennett confirmed, like behind the scenes answers, because once the press release came out on the 17th, obviously a lot of fans took to Twitter to ask him questions, and, you know, for better or worse, he responded. So the theme song, we didn't even talk about the theme song. Thoughts?
It's fine.
Whatever.
Okay.
It's whatever to me. I never liked the Dino Fury theme, so like this doesn't really help me.
Okay, fair.
It feels like the Dino Fury and Cosmic Fury theme songs are in a rush to end themselves. Like they're in a rush to like end the song. I don't feel strongly about them.
The theme song is also by Bert Salen, who was part of Dino Fury. But I like the music that's in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's done by him, too. Yeah, the scores are great. Are there new original villains, not suits adapting Q Ranger? And he said, yes, they're original, designed by Tracy Collins.
This is stuff that Simon said.
Yeah.
Simon says.
someone asked, what was your favorite season to work on? Simon actually said Dino Fury. He said Cosmic Fury was fantastic, but the shoot was short. Felt like it was over when we only just got started. Also, I got to direct the last two episodes of Dino Fury, which is my favorite thing. However, we learned lots from Dino Fury, which I think makes Cosmic Fury the stronger season.
Maybe his problem is he's too honest.
That's what I said earlier. He's a very honest person. He's too honest.
He said, I've known about Billy for a very long time, so his involvement doesn't feel like news. I saw the post art for the first time towards the end of last year, and I love it. That poster is freaking incredible.
Yeah, the color is really nice.
You think it's okay that it doesn't have Billy on it?
I'm kind of mixed.
Yeah. One, because he's a mentor, and it's like the mentor should be on there.
If Mighty Morphin Blue was on that poster, it would be distracting.
My other thing is, what if we get an updated poster with... and like some of the other elements.
That's always possible.
Yeah.
That's always possible. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure they've done that before too, I think.
Yeah. There's these new villains that were like octopus based in the theme song. Someone asked if they're based off a couple from the Sentai. And he said, these are new original characters for Cosmic Fury. The whole costume slash character is original.
Mm.
Someone blandly asks, you know, does Once and Always take place before or after Cosmic Fury? And he says before, there was minimal continuity from Once and Always, though, which, again, I'm like not a fan of.
Yeah.
He confirmed that the stunt team is once again Alpha Stunts. I think we all knew that, but it's nice for them to get recognition. And David Yost was there for the whole Cosmic Fury shoot. We kind of knew that, but that was confirmation. Mm. Someone asked, the Cosmic Fury opening only has the Dino Fury suits. I assume it gets updated once the team gets their new suits. He said, correct. We had to do multiple versions of the opening titles. This is the first one. And then Ash, Deoxy360, friend of the show, said 10 openings for 10 episodes. And he said, not quite, but nearly.
All right. I'd be okay with that.
I would love it. And I said this on Twitter that, because the opening kind of shows what's happening in the episode, I would love it if the new opening showed like brief previews of what's going to happen in that episode.
I do like that, because like that's like kind of taking a little thing from current tokusatsu shows.
Yeah.
Like Kamen Rider and Sentai do that all the time in their openings.
Yeah.
They put like little scenes from the episode.
How do you feel about the lack of Zato?
Oh wait. There is no
we've got Mr. Rowe himself. We got late night edition.
Oh no. Romeo.
Roe.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
Bringing that energy.
We were just going through Simon Bennett's comments from behind the scenes. We're gonna wrap it up pretty soon, but I'm glad you're joining us.
Oh, no, I had to pop in, man. I had to pop in.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Roe's laying in bed while he's talking to us right now.
Oh, yeah. It's late night podcasting, of course.
I literally just got back in the house and I was like, I have to pop in. I don't care. I have to.
We've kind of given all of our thoughts. What with all the leaks with the Ranger and the suits and the pictures and the trailers and everything we got, will just pop off.
I don't hate the suits. I want to start off with that. I really wanted to wait until we've seen like better high quality pictures of them, and now that we've seen them, I'm like, oh, these aren't bad. I'm gonna wait for like an actual trailer where we see them in action. But from what I've seen, it's not bad. Could use a little bit more pizzazz, but I think I'll get the pizzazz I'm looking for when I see them in action. But so far, it's not bad. I like the idea of it being original suits. It's bold, I'll say that. And yeah, everything I've heard so far, you know, like the press release and, you know, what they're going to be doing with the show, I think is pretty cool. It's something, I think a lot of like longtime fans have been asking for. I've been even seeing like little Easter eggs there. What's his name? The Gold Ranger has like the bear. Sign.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the cockpit set. That cockpit set where they can change out the lights and the logo and just have. I'm so glad we don't have Rangers standing in a goddamn room.
Yeah,
me too.
For real. I was afraid that that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Or a undefined space.
Yeah.
And the cockpits, just like, obviously they're very similar to the Q-Ranger cockpits. I mean, how can they not be? But they're a lot better than the Q-Ranger cockpits because there's a lot more space.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like they're all crammed in there.
Yeah.
I think the lighting that I've been seeing from these behind the scene pics, like the lighting and the cinematography of this show is going to look amazing. Like just from that preview clip, when they're doing the morph and you see that pullback from Amelia and then the whole team, I like that the directors that they have, I've never had a problem with the actual shooting direction of the show.
Yeah. Am I tripping or this looks like it's filmed like with the same kind of quality as Once and Always? Am I tripping? Okay, all right.
It's probably the same cameras, like the same red cameras or whatever they use for that. Yeah, so it's going to look freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to look great in HD. I mean, Simon made that whole big stink of like, yeah, you need HDR. And
he's a funny guy, that Simon Bennett, that Pookie.
Brother.
Do we want to talk about the lack of Zato?
Zato.
Yeah, so Ben, you brought that up before Ro joined, and I think it's important. Aside from the intro that they released, we haven't seen anything of Zato in these. And if he's supposed to be like some kind of co-mentor, I don't see it in any of these press shots. I mean, Simon did say he's a regular character, but I'm not seeing it.
You can't be saying these things and then like having all these press stuff not show it.
He's suspiciously absent.
And all of the press shots are showing the four core Rangers, which is Izzy, Javi, Amelia, and Ion.
And that's we see Ollie in one. And we see that's
from
the
rumors, we know he's going to be evil and not show up until the end.
That's
what I'm saying. Maybe there's some kind of story element that they're trying to keep secret, which is why.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's the only thing I can think.
Yeah.
It better be a good reason for me.
Yeah.
The only thing I could really think of is like he's going away to be a Morphin Master or something like that.
I'd love that.
Or imagine he just gets captured most of the season.
No, do not pull a Zordon in space. God damn it. That would suck.
That would be like. Honestly, I'd be really pissed off about that.
Oh my gosh. I think it's on purpose though, but for like a more positive reason, because I feel like you know, when he got elevated the way he did, obviously the first thing people are gonna look for is, oh, what's going on with Zato? And I think it's on purpose. I don't think it's like anything like malicious. I see where people are coming from, but I think it's on purpose.
I've always loved Zato from the first episode of Dino Fury because I like his tragic backstory and that, you know, he's a man out of time, you know, much like Ion, and he had to adapt. And I'll always remember that scene from like the first or second episode where he's feeling down. And Amelia sits down right next to him and they just talk about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I wish they explored more of his psyche about sacrificing his whole team and all that. But at the end of the day, this is Zato's story from the beginning. Yeah. This is his story. And I just don't want it to suddenly become, it's just Amelia's story.
Yeah, that's my concern as well. Like, I'm really happy that, you know, we're getting our first good female Red Ranger and everything, but I don't want like Zato's story to be diminished as well.
I have a question though, because I, you know, full disclosure, you know, for like, you know, all the listeners, like I said, I've been tapped out of the TV show.
Don't watch a thing, we know.
You say come over to the comics all the time.
The stuff I've seen this past week, I will tap in because, you know, if it's the final season. But did Dino Fury, like, did it have like a legit ending, like a
no
one and done?
No.
Oh, it's open-ended. Like, it's still continued.
They filmed it as a cliffhanger, regardless, just to convince them to do
a
third season. Even though they weren't sure.
So him showing up being like, okay, guys, we got a book, was always going to be... And I'm like, that would have been a way to end the entire series.
Oh my God. I would have been so pissed off.
They didn't know they had a 30th season yet, but they filmed it hoping that they would get one, which was a risky move.
They didn't film like an alternate ending. Like if they didn't get it, they just went, oh, this is it.
Yeah.
The battle continues on. Like,
They kind of blackmailed him into doing a 30th season.
Basically like, oh, we ended the season like this. You better give us another one. It's worth it. He's escaped.
It's okay. Hasbro wasn't paying attention, so they started filming the 30th season before they even noticed.
Yeah, it's it's very much an ending where they go to Hasbro and they're like, it's the 30th season. Come on, guys.
Imagine we didn't get a 30th season. You know how stupid that would have looked? Just like in general for Power Rangers.
This year has already okay, so here's the thing. For our listeners, if you listen to our last episode, which has Josh, Living Ranger Key, Josh Moore, Kentucky Jam, Ken Glenn, we go through like our 1 year later and change. You know, how do we feel about the brand now? They've done nothing this year.
Nope. Look at Power Month.
Power Month. Okay, that's the last thing I'm going to segue into. There is no Hasbro Power Rangers Day stream. Hasbro Pulse tweeted. They're like, hey guys, join our YouTube channel on August 29th for Ahsoka. And I'm like,
Go Power Rangers.
Go Power
Rangers. Here's what you have to understand, though. Ahsoka makes money.
Yeah.
I mean,
Blue Centurions and Zane's on cycle sitting in Target.
That's
30 years. So do not make money.
But to not have.
I know.
All they're going to do, they're going to do one tweet that they'll delete later because they call it Sino Fury. Like, what the
I'm like, that's just the perfect proof point that they're like, look, we'll give them something, but we got 5 seconds to throw this together. I can't even realize I made a typo.
They'll just drop the trailer.
They'll just drop the trailer.
They probably won't even drop the trailer the day of. They probably do like either before or like.
Is that up after. To Netflix though, or is it up to them?
I actually don't know because.
Well, here's the thing with those press images we talked about being dated. September 1 through 5th. The only way that would make sense is if you drop a trailer that shows those elements.
Yeah.
Don't even expect them on Power Rangers Day.
The trailer would have to come out first, which would mean
the
day of the 28th would be the. I mean, it makes sense to me, but anything Power Rangers Hasbro doesn't make sense.
Does not make sense. I'm hoping for a trailer on the 28th.
You may get lucky and it just gets leaked.
Yeah, it'll probably get leaked at 11 p.m. again.
Oh, that was a good night.
That was a good night. That was a crazy night.
Oh man!
Oh my God!
But yeah, I really hope Cosmic Fury just goes out strong. That's it.
I forgot to read Toku Chris's. I keep calling Toku Chris Geek with Chris.
Geek.
He had some thoughts. Here's his thoughts. Why the fuck wouldn't they reshoot that morph from the preview clip when MMPR's blue suit actor foot slides and he loses balance? Are we that cheap or am I an amateur and not a producer director? The only person who caught that and noticed it looks bad. Second, seeing the actual visuals in action reverse some of my negative feelings toward what we've heard is or is not coming to Cosmic Fury. I am now considering myself skeptically optimistic, but at the end of the day, come October 1st, no one is going to care anymore, just like once and always.
I'm not going to lie. I don't want to sound negative, but what he said, that last sentence he said is true, because look at once and always.
Wait, what's your definition of caring anymore?
Talking about it constantly.
People aren't going to really be talking about it after like a week.
This is what I think they should have done. They should have done it because Netflix has experimented with this of weekly releases. The buzz around the 30th season, if we had to wait per episode, oh my God, it would be incredible. And then it would go from September to the end of the year, and that's how you would close out the 30th anniversary. if they did one episode a week, just like that anticipation every Saturday morning or every Friday morning, whatever day they, I'd be like, ooh,
I don't think Power Rangers has the base anymore for that.
Also, that's 3 months of Twitter drama I don't need.
That's true.
That's true.
That's a good point.
That's true.
Just get it all over with.
Just get it all over with. Done.
Yeah. I prefer to. I think for this, I would have preferred the week to week. I'm gonna be honest, because you drop the episode, there's a lot of conversation that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
A lot of especially theories.
With the Easter eggs.
Boom. But here's the other thing: as they're constantly and quickly happy to remind us, we are not their demographic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the demographic will not remember what it is next week.
Yeah.
Because all kids are stupid, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah.
But no, it's not even that they're stupid. They'll just lose interest. I mean, anymore, they have unlimited stimuli coming at them from everywhere. But I mean, it's true. I mean, it's TV, it's tablets, it's everything. So it's like they're not going to have the attention span to remember, oh, I got to watch Power Rangers next week at this, you know.
Also, we don't know if it's like structured like a 10-hour movie or something like that.
I think it might be.
We don't know like if it has the same director, for example, for all 10 episodes. We don't know. Like,
no.
There's three directors. It's like the same. It's like Charlie Haskell. They each got a block of three.
Blocks. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think that it's going to be so much so where each episode leads into the next that it doesn't really feel like there can be a real break. And that breaking it up week to week would disrupt that.
It's a bingeable show.
Like a one continuous experience.
Right.
That's what it seems like. That's what I hope it's going to be.
I mean, I definitely want to take off that day and like watch some Cosmic Fury.
I can't do that.
I know.
What day of the week does it come out? Is it a Friday?
It's September 29th. It's a Friday.
Friday. Okay. I'll watch it the weekend.
It'll be time to go Power Rangers that day.
Did they say what time? Like exactly? Midnight. Okay.
3 a.m. for us, Rob.
Yeah.
It'll be midnight West Coast, 3 a.m. for us.
Oh.
Thursday into Friday.
Bro, you're not watching it. It doesn't.
Yeah, right. Why do I feel so interested?
You're going to watch it.
No. Whoa, wait. No, listen. I like.
He just said he was.
I know. I'm giving them.
they had me with the deep cut of season 3, and I love season 3 of MNPR. They had me.
Yes, doing
some deep cuts there. You got me.
A purely coincidental deep cut.
Ro, gotcha. You missed the discussion, but Ninja was coming back too.
Oh man, the people listening to this can't see his face. Now tell him it's not true. I want to see the face change.
Oh, don't do me like that.
Oh, there it is.
It's not true.
I saw pure glee on a man's face, and
now
I
get to smile at this.
Stone cold, guys. Stone cold.
I wish Ninja was coming back.
You did show up late.
Hello, everyone. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Ninja.
I don't know why he's voiced by Dudley Do-Right, but whatever. Let's go. Let's just do it, I guess.
Got to sell that merch somehow.
Yeah. Wait, Cosmic Fury. Wait, both see what? Dawn of Fury. They're both, what, 12 episodes per season?
No, 22. they're both 22 episodes.
God, yeah. I got to see.
Okay. Oh, you know what they should do?
They're rough.
Previously on Power Rangers, like a long thing.
Here's the thing. Someone asked Simon, do I have to watch all of Dino Fury to lead into Cosmic Fury?
Don't make this easy.
No.
How dare you?
Yeah.
He said, just watch the last 9 episodes of season 2 to lead into Cosmic Fury.
Yeah, because the rest of them are a slog. Because one time Eric was like, hey, do you want to come on here and talk about the first 4 episodes of season 2? And I was like, not really. I watched 2 of them so far and I want to kill myself. So no.
Eric, what kind of man were you in school? Hey, what did the teacher say that we had to do for the test? Oh, don't worry about it. Just read the last 9 chapters. You got this. You're fine. Yeah. Ro is over there grooving out.
I'm on Netflix already.
Let's go. Here's the thing. When you're on Netflix, just navigate over to Cobra Kai. It's fine. It's a better show.
Hey, Cobra Kai's
go watch Cobra Kai.
Or Sonic
it's
a great Prime.
Show. Yeah.
Sonic Prime. Good cartoon.
I got to start the second half of the first season.
Oh, man.
Cobra Kai. Just watch Cobra Kai.
Perfect. Okay.
All right.
This is great. Rose starting it up. Rose pretending to watch it right now.
Whatever.
Okay. I'm going to wrap this up. So I want you guys to plug your socials. What are you working on? We'll start with you, Ben.
You can find me at Dr. Ben MD on Twitter, X, whatever the hell it's called. It's not X, it's Twitter. It's leave me the f- alone, though. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. If you really need me, you know where to find me.
Chris, where can people find you?
Okay. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/longstoys on Twix, as I'm calling it. I have to shout out Rye for that, calling it Twix.
Pretty good.
It's at clong83, so the letter C, L-O-N-G, 83, because Long's Toys was like shadow banned by Twitter before I even got there. Everything else is Long's Toys, Instagram, Blue Sky, whatever else. It's all Long's Toys. Every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, I'm on a live show, Eric, called Geek Each Week. Come check us out. It's a live show we do on YouTube, so you can chat along and talk about news, play games, do fun stuff like that. And also, if I could please just make one last pitch for Cobra Kai. If anyone has not seen Cobra Kai,
it's a good show.
It's a good show. Even if you don't know anything about the original Karate Kid movies, I mean, they're also on Netflix now, so you can watch them first.
Do no flashbacks.
I knew nothing. I didn't watch them until after I watched Cobra Kai. I love Cobra Kai.
I would say you do not need to watch them to understand Cobra Kai. But unfortunately, Pat Morita passed before Cobra Kai, and his performance in those movies is absolutely astounding.
Incredible.
So if for nothing else, watch it for Pat Morita's performance. They didn't age the best. If you're a kid of the 80s like me, you love them despite their faults.
Yes.
But for someone new coming in, I get it. But again, Pat Morita. But if you know want to watch them later, you don't need them for Cobra Kai.
Also, the music from Cobra Kai slaps.
Yeah, because it's all the music from the original movies. They pulled all that 80s music from the original movies.
I'm talking about the score, the instrumental.
Oh, yes,
stuff.
Of course, absolutely as well.
Yeah. Okay, this podcast not sponsored by Cobra Kai.
If you have not watched it, it's on Netflix. Watch it right now.
Netflix.
Five, where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube. I have two channels now. My main channel is Sentai 5 Official. On there for the last like 20, as of this recording, it's been 26 days. I've been doing trailers for Power Rangers, all seasons and movies.
And they're awesome, dude. Like,
thank you.
Yeah, Zio One.
Thank you, bro.
I put that playlist on play to hype myself up during work. And I was like, let's go.
Thank you. It's been something I've been planning for like months, and I started working on it last month. Nice. It's basically, obviously, to share my love of Power Rangers, my favorite thing in the world, for better or worse.
Good job, man.
And it's to, and thank you, it's to also encourage, I guess, newcomers and fans to watch seasons or movies or whatever content they've never checked out before, or just do a rewatch in this dry time of Power Rangers. And then I have my review channel, which I took a break from to work on these videos. Sentai 5 Reviews. I'll be coming back to that probably next month or so. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Sentai 5.
Awesome.
As well as the Legion of Boom.
Shout out to Legion. Speaking of Ro, where can people find you?
You can find me on YouTube/ Role of a Queen Reviews. I put out a Flashpoint Batman video a couple weeks ago. Please go check that out. I do have another very long-winded but awesome project in the works. You can also find like live streams I'll do randomly. Ben was on one, and a couple of the folk we talked about the comics. Next video I do also will be probably Power Rangers related, because I have some theories about Darkest Hour, which I can't wait to talk to you guys about.
We're catching up.
Oh my god.
All right, so Ranger Nation, let us know what you think. If you have questions, email us at rangercommandpowerhour@gmail.com or check us out at rangercommand.com. For all of our social links, go to linktr.ee/rangercommandph, because we are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, Threads.
In your walls.
We're everywhere. So, guys, I really appreciate you all hanging out tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
It's 30 years of Power Rangers. I'm like all of us. We're lifelong.
Slowly dying.
And slowly dying because we're getting old. All right. Bye, everyone. See you.
Have a good night.
Thanks, pal.
Bye. Watch Cobra Kai.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Ranger Command Power Hour, only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You can catch a new episode every other Saturday. Find us on the Morphin Grid at www.rangercommand.com. Follow us on Twitter at Ranger Command PH. Like us on Facebook and Instagram at Ranger Command Power Hour. Ranger Command is also on Patreon. Become a patron by pledging as much or as little as you like every month and receive cool perks. By pledging, you are helping us make our show even better. Go to patreon.com/rangercommandph to learn more. Thanks for listening.